Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. The chief executive of GlaxoSmithKline, the world's largest maker of vaccines, has said she was optimistic the industry will be able to make an immunization against COVID-19 widely available next year. Now, GSK is contributing adjuvants, efficacy boosters that play a vital role in many vaccines in several development alliances for potential future vaccines against the novel coronavirus that has claimed over 1 million lives globally. Moving on, vaccine makers, which have jumped into COVID-19 vaccine development and manufacturing at their own risk, are now seeking advanced buying commitment from governments and international agencies as their potential vaccines enter Phase 3 clinical trials. Among the Indian vaccine makers, Serum Institute of India has managed to get a funding of around $300 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to manufacture 200 million doses of AstraZeneca's and Novavax's potential COVID-19 vaccines for low- and middle-income countries. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will provide $150 million to Gavi, which will be directed to Serum Institute of India to fund the additional 10 crore COVID-19 vaccine doses for low- and middle-income countries. The fund transfer will be conducted through the Foundation's Strategic Investment Fund and will take the total funding provided by this collaboration to $300 million. Russia has now completed clinical trials of a second potential vaccine against COVID-19 developed by Siberia's Vector Institute. The RIA news agency cited Russian consumer safety watchdog saying on Wednesday. The institute completed early-stage human trials known as Phase 2 earlier this month. Results from an early safety study of Moderna Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine candidate in older adults showed that it produced virus-neutralizing antibodies at levels similar to those seen in younger adults, with side effects roughly on par with the high dose of flu shots, researchers have said on Tuesday. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine offers a more complete picture of the vaccine's safety in older adults, a group at increased risk of severe complications from COVID-19. The findings are reassuring because immunity tends to weaken with age, Dr. Ivan Anderson, one of the study's lead researchers from the University at Atlanta, has said in a phone interview. The study was an extension of Moderna's Phase 1 safety trial, first conducted in individuals aged between 18 and 55. It also tested two doses of Moderna's vaccine, that's 25 micrograms and 100 micrograms, in 40 adults aged 56 to 70 and 71 and older. One of the richest persons in the world and the man behind celebrated innovative enterprises like Tesla and SpaceX, Elon Musk has said he and his family would not take a coronavirus vaccine even if it became immediately available. He also criticized US lockdown measures, which some experts claim could have saved thousands of lives. He said the pandemic has questioned my faith in humanity because people have become irrational. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The Delhi government on Wednesday extended its scheme offering a one-time waiver of water bill arrears and late payment surcharge in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic until December 31st. Under this scheme, launched in August last year, all categories of houses get an exemption from late fee payments while their pending water bills are waived partly or fully depending on the housing category. President M. Venkaiah Naidu, who has tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday, thanked the Vice President of Maldives for his message wishing him speedy recovery and said he appreciates his spontaneous response and sincere concern. Responding to a message from Vice President Faisal Nasim of Maldives, Naidu said, "I am doing well and there is no cause of concern." Union Minister Nitin Gadkari on Wednesday said that he had recovered from COVID-19. The Road Transport and Highways and also MSME Minister was tested positive on September 16th. Thanking people for their prayers and wishes, the minister in a tweet said, "I am happy to say that I have recovered from COVID-19 with the blessings and good wishes of everyone." The former BJP president also thanked well-wishers for their affection for him. On September 16th, after contracting the virus, Gadkari had isolated himself. Moving on, private hospitals are taking undue advantage of the pandemic. That's what Maharashtra Health Minister has said. Vaccines alone may not be sufficient to fight COVID-19, and treatment of the illness caused by the disease would also play an important role, Novartis Chief Executive Officer Vas Narasimhan has said. Adequate supplies of highly effective vaccines might not be available until the end of 2021, Narasimhan told Bloomberg. At the minimum, therapeutics are a bridge to those high-volume, high-efficiency vaccines, Narasimhan told the news agency. Even after a vaccine is available, it might not protect everyone, the CEO of the Swiss drug maker said. Moving on, Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope has said private hospitals and diagnostic centers have taken undue advantage of COVID-19 situation and they are overcharging patients even for the basic health services. Speaking at an event organized by the Western Region of Industry Body CII on Tuesday, Tope said that there have been instances of these private facilities charging hefty sums from people for medical services. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. Oxford will study top-selling prescription drug for potential COVID-19 treatment, Adalimumab, sold by AbbVie under the brand name Humira. That is a type of anti-inflammatory known as anti-tumor necrosis factor drug. Recent studies have also shown that COVID-19 patients already taking the anti-TNF drugs for inflammatory bowel disease and inflammatory arthritis are less likely to be admitted to hospital. That's what Oxford said in a statement. While defending his management of the pandemic, US President Donald Trump has questioned India's COVID-19 death toll. He has said, and I quote, "When you talk about numbers, you don't know how many people died in China, you don't know how many people died in Russia, you don't know how many people died in India," Trump said during the first presidential debate against the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden. During the heated and chaotic debate, Trump also mentioned India in the context of climate change. While discussing climate change, Trump said India, Russia and China send up real dirt into the air. Walt Disney Company said on Tuesday that it will lay off roughly 28,000 employees, mostly at its US theme parks, where attendance has been crushed by the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in California, where Disneyland remains closed. About two-thirds of the laid off employees will be part-time workers, the company said in a statement. Moving on, Pakistan on Wednesday opened all the educational institutions which remained shut for nearly 6 months due to the pandemic that has infected over 3 lakh people in the country. Both private and public schools were opened under strict restriction and were told by the authorities to follow the standard operating procedures to contain the spread of the virus. Moving on, World Bank President David Malpass has said on Tuesday that he is seeking board approval for a $12 billion COVID-19 vaccine financing plan to help poor and developing countries secure a sufficient share of the vaccine doses when they become available in the coming months. Malpass also told Reuters in an exclusive interview that the initiative, part of the $160 billion in COVID-19 aid financing pledged by the multilateral lender, is aimed at helping countries procure and distribute vaccines early to healthcare and essential workers and expand global production. Slovakia's government has now approved a state emergency to help combat a spike in the COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Igor Matovac has said on Facebook that the measure would be effective from Thursday. The state of emergency, which is set to last 45 days, gives the government greater powers to implement stricter measures but does not automatically mean a return to a strict lockdown such as that imposed at the outset of the pandemic. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.